This is Vectis Radio, your award-winning community station.
You're listening to Vectis Radio, and Louise, Leisha and Martin are out and about again at the festival, and we've come to meet Captain Gary Oates, who is the CEO, is it?
CEO, Chairman of Blue Seas Protection, registered UK charity, specialist marine charity, based here on the Isle of Wight.
Wonderful. So this sounds really exciting that we've got something that's to do with maritime on the island and for protecting our seas. Martin, you've done some research
before.
Yeah,
so in fact, I didn't know whether you want to tell us a bit about what the charity does, because I know you do various different parts in terms of lobbying and super trawlers and things like that.
I'm very pleased to be the head of a marine charity based here on the Isle of Wight, fighting UK issues and global issues of marine conservation. And what we do in the charity is if the trustees deem that there's wrongdoing happening in the sea, we classify it in-house as a crime, and then we'll fight that crime with all the might we've got and by any means.
What made you start the charity? Obviously, you know, it's a big issue at the moment in terms of the climate.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you've been playing quite a while, haven't you, as well?
Yes. My father and I were professional marine salvagers, Salvage International, and we had a number of ships and diving teams all over. And in 1980, Greenpeace's ship was blown up by divers of the French Secret Service, killing some Greenpeace members. And my father was very annoyed about that, to put it bluntly, and because we had just finished a job for the French government, a wreck demolition job, using like mega high amount of explosives and divers. So that was our forte. So to find that the French had attacked a British ship, trying to do good, my father donated a ship to Greenpeace so they could carry on free of charge. We donated that ship, and we formed Blue Seas Protection, and we said to the French, try and sink us.
Well, that is, I was not expecting that kind of story. That's a really kind of impressive sort of tale of how it all began, isn't it?
Yes.
So how many people have you got now volunteering? Because obviously we're you're an Isle of Wight charity. If people want to get involved.
Yeah, we've probably got around 50 volunteers now. So now we make a massive ocean awareness at all kind of big events. And also we do our in-house citizen science thing where all people can get involved, especially the youngsters.
Yeah, like an educational?
Engaging them and telling them of the importance of protection. So that's called Shark Lab. So we get them to look out for things around the Isle of Wight, come to our page, and we spread the word. And it's really a big learning exercise, even for me. And I've been a professional diver all my life, and I'm learning more all the time. And it's a fascinating thing. And also now we do dive live, which gives people an opportunity to look into the water that might not ever have had that chance, and maybe even possibly let them dive under very close light supervision and everything. But also we do underwater filming, so we use remote control vehicles to do that, because it keeps a diver out of the water. Such as the one behind you, that one's been on the Titanic, and that one's dived 990 dives all around the world, but now she's kind of retired and we're her home.
Okay, so where do you do a lot of this diving then? Is it just around the UK's isles?
I've dived all over the world, mainly in European waters really. Wherever necessary.
Wow. And what's your kind of, in terms of the charity at the moment then, what's your kind of proudest moment or achievement, or even recent achievement?
Well, victories are not hard to come by. They take a lot of determination, a lot of effort from a lot of people, all targeting like lasers to stop what's happening. But our, I suppose our real big victory was actually came as an inspiration here on the Isle of Wight Festival last year. I just had an inspiration and I wrote an email from here last year to the Icelandic president, president of Iceland, saying that we have a huge response to our global petition of not killing whales because it doesn't comply to the animal rights bill. And the Prime Minister listened to that and they stopped the license. They wouldn't permit the license to be issued for the whaling season. So it's actually stopped whaling for 12 months, but sadly, they've just started again last week. But with constant pressure, we can win. And it just shows, we always believe that we have to have multi-pronged attacks at things, because lots of things fail, but it just takes that one thing to be able to make change. But the multi-pronged approach allows everybody to
Keep knocking at the door and eventually you'll get in.
And it takes that kind of effort. So I'm very proud. We've got a real specialist team and very dedicated people. We're a charity like no other because none of us get paid. We have no CEO on like big money. Every pound that is donated, every pound of that goes to fighting the cause of marine protection.
And to chip away at all those issues, it must be quite an expensive business.
It is expensive, and it's very expensive on mentally.
Yeah, yeah. Sweat, tears and time.
Yeah,
stuff that isn't kind of monetary value.
Because it's not like a physical fight, it's a mental challenge.
Yeah.
And you have to be so targeted, and that's the only way. We've another successful thing that we did is we said to the UK government, we want to stop the trade deal between the Faroes and the UK. And we gained 104,000 signatures when we had to achieve 100,000 signatures in 3 months. We got 104, so it naturally the UK government had to debate our petition, which is a major achievement because they've only ever debated 50 petitions in 15 years. From that debate has now come the Marine Mammal Inquiry Act debate, where there's a long, hard look at the situation of mammals such as dolphins and whales. But it's still not good enough because it hasn't stopped the government using their strong arm of a £3 billion deal with the Faroes. And that's what was in my initial petition. We want the government to say to the Faroes, are the UK people don't want us to trade with dolphin killers. Stop your dolphin killing, or we're going to get our fish from somewhere else. That was a major achievement. We took the petition from the Isle of Wight to Parliament.
That must have been a quiet day.
Oh God, it was all in costume, and from immediately leaving Ryde, there was massive support from the Isle of Wight for us, all the way across on the Sea Cat, all the way to London, through London. The support was massive. So yeah, it was a major achievement.
Yeah, and you're making a difference as well from the sound of it. It's really great stuff to hear, especially from an island-based charity.
Thank you.
Marine as well, considering we're in Ireland. It sounds like doing a great job. You've got a great little setup as well in terms of your store.
Thank you very much. The public are fantastic. They recognise what we are trying to do, and that's a major thing. And also, the festival promoters. I'm so pleased that we're here. They appreciate us, and the public appreciate us, and together we can make change.
Definitely. Well, that's a great way to end it then. Guys, it's been brilliant to speak to you, and I hope every success for the festival and the future as well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary.
There you go.